2008 Summer Olympics in Beijing were sort of official coming-out party for China. Casual TV watchers would see how much like the rest of the world China appeared to be. But of course, it's only recently that China has been opened up at all. When the Honorable Clark T. Rant Jr., ambassador to the People's Republic of China, spoke at the Cleveland City Club in early October, he told how China had changed in the 30 years since President Nixon boldly initiated relationships with China. Rant, confirmed by the Senate on July 11, 2001, is the longest-serving United States ambassador to the People's Republic of China. As you'll hear, Rant was born in Cleveland and went to university school, so he, along with one of his more famous colleagues that he'll mention, is a Browns fan. Take a listen to these two snippets from the ambassador's presentation and check out the entire speech at cityclub.org.
Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show.
It's great to be home again. As many of you know, I was born here and share the joys and frustrations of being a lifetime Browns and Indians fan. And in fact, I have something I can report to you that as a fan of the Browns, I share this with Secretary Rice. This is a little known fact. In her office, she has a Cleveland Browns helmet. When she was growing up in Birmingham didn't have a football team. And so she would, the broadcast they got every weekend was the Cleveland Browns. So she is a big Browns fan and often speaks to Coach Cornell after games. Is a good friend of Coach Cornell. So she and I, when she visits Beijing or I see her in Washington, we, amongst all the other things we have to talk about, we check on the Browns. We're both happy that the Browns chose linebacker Bo Bell as their number one draft pick. But you know, we're both sorry to see they're off to a slow start this year. As this winter will mark the 30th anniversary of both China's policy of opening up and reform and of United States-China diplomatic relations, it's appropriate to look back at how far we've come. President Nixon wrote in his historic 1967 Foreign Affairs article that, taking the long view, we simply cannot afford to leave China forever outside the family of nations, there to nurture its fantasies, cherish its hates, and threaten its neighbors. At the time, this call for strategic engagement with Communist China from a leading anti-communist was nothing short of astounding. But China, in fact, has come a long way from then. I remember my first visit in 1974. I was awakened every morning. We have to see China in the historical perspective, I think, is helpful. And in 1974, I was awakened in Beijing. I was awakened every morning by loudspeakers exhorting me to criticize Confucius and Lin Biao. When I went out on the street to try to talk to people, just ordinary people, to ask directions or practice my Chinese, their eyes would widen. They'd flee from me in terror. And I know my Chinese isn't that good, but it wasn't just that. It was they would be reported for talking to me. What are you doing with this? Why are you talking to this foreigner? He's just asking directions. Sure. Madam Wang, come with us.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.